Let's get the camera.
Yeah. You're going like one.
Hey, friends, welcome back once again. We're here with you guys at the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys had a terrific day. Hope you guys are having a fantastic, awesome middle of your week and staying healthy as always. Be sure to check out the product of the week that'll be changing later on today, Forever Fit Food, Whey Protein One.
Great product.
It beat my wonderful attention factor. I guess everybody wants to
smoked it by 6%.
It smoked it. It is what it is. But the vitamin C powder will be on sale for the rest of the day, and then we'll be switching over to the Fit Foods. So if you want to grab any vitamin C, if you're watching the show live right now, be sure to check it out and grab it at Team Health Masters or healthmasters.com. And also be sure to check out a lot of the different articles that we've had. We've got some new fresh articles coming up on the site here this week, and going into detail on certain things like ashwagandha, alpha lipoic acid, benfotiamine, resveratrol. Any of those topics are intriguing to you, be sure to check them out. And you click up right at the top to the podcast button. Boom, Brower Show, right on the front page here. Stay updated on our latest episodes that we have here at thebrowershow.com. And also make sure you're signing up for your updates, name, email, Brower Show, Health Masters, and you guys will get the updated sales, kits, specials, coupons, and Brower Shows live to your inbox every single day. And I have had a few people last week say they signed up and they're not getting them. As soon as I asked them to check their spam, they're right in their spam box. There's certain algorithms that kick in on certain email campaigns that they just block it. There's certain words that get triggered, especially with Yahoo and Gmail. They're probably the worst. They love the spam stuff. It's funny. They love the spam stuff that doesn't need to be spammed, but then a lot of the junk mail, they let that go through.
Have you noticed that?
Notice it all the time.
I'm having to change my email now for the show.
Yeah.
Because I get all this junk mail, but then half the people who send me letters, I don't get them.
No.
I go into spam file.
That's exactly right. I get emails about people need to get a hold of me. I have important things or invoices, and my Yahoo mail or in my Health Masters email isn't as bad about it. But it's like every time I find one, it's in the junk box. But then my whole regular inbox is full garbage now.
Oh, by the way, Trump's signing an executive order now forcing the states to comply to federal regulations as far as AI.
This is a really big deal.
It's a big deal.
This is a huge deal.
This is like Civil War kind of stuff.
This is Civil War level kind of things. I was reading about it last night. So the president hasn't offered concrete details, but he has already said point blank that he will sign an executive order. This will not be going through Congress. This is going to be the pen of the president. And essentially, it's aimed to preempt any states from establishing their own regulations on artificial intelligence companies. It's going to be a single federal rule book that all 50 states will have to comply with. Trump said last month he wanted a federal standard, one rule apply for the entire country for all AI. This is a giant nightmare.
This actually is fascism.
This is fascism. As much as a lot of times Trump does some stuff I agree with, this is so tyrannical on a level. This is, in my opinion, this is worse than the BBB. The BBB at least went through congressional matters.
The BBB's funding all this, bud.
It's funding all this, but this is making a point where even the BBB didn't overstep state law, state rights. But this means essentially, and what I've read through this means, say, in your local town that you have down the street, there's, 100 acres that's for sale, and they're going to develop it. They're going to put a warehouse there. The Fed comes in and says, we're buying this property. We're putting a giant AI data center, and we're going to suck all the water out of the area for the cooling systems on it. And the city, the county, the state comes in and says, dude, we don't have the infrastructure for this. Fed goes, deal with it. That's a you problem. That's not a me problem. You have to abide by this. You cannot block. You cannot stop it. We are putting it in without your approval, without city approval, without county approval, without commissioner approval, without state approval. And the list goes on. We already know that AI has been directly involved in talking to people about suicides, mm-hmm. about encouraging
remember,
all type of
remember this ties right in with what Trump did with the 6G systems that he put in during COVID.
Yep. There were 5G systems that were already designed to upgrade to 6G. They could update them very, very easily. And it's funny, I asked Dexter about this, about the 5G systems. And he said, oh, yeah. He goes, he's a lineman, so he does all the power work. And he said they were putting up an enormous amount of substations and adding different power systems in. He didn't personally work on any of the 5G tower systems, but they were putting up massive substations, and they wouldn't tell them why they were putting them up.
You know what's interesting with this substation stuff they put up for these 5G, 6G systems?
They had to have the power.
Our neighbor, basically, his name is Dan. He put up a lot of these towers. He erected a lot of them. And he told me, he said that the power lines that are running into these things are huge.
Huge.
He says they're monstrous. He says, I mean, they're huge. And he says there is no idea what they're doing with these things because the amount of power that they're going to pull through those lines is unprecedented.
When they compartmentalize it. So when the linemen get bids and jobs, they say, you're putting this substation in, you're running power to this part. They don't tell them what the all end game is. It's just their job they go to. And then suddenly he said, like, they're putting these substations in, and then tower, because those are different contractors. And from what I have been told, a lot of the 5G towers, all the contractors were put on non-disclosures.
And you know, and remember all of the quote-unquote stuff they were putting into those vaccines, all of the nanoparticles, all of the stuff that, you know, the silicon, all the other things that they say could be used to build transistors the side of the body connected to a 5G system. And all they have to do is use certain frequencies in order to connect people into these things. This goes right back to what Lucifer did in Genesis chapter 6, when every thought of every man was evil all the time, Austin. And the sad part about this is if we don't really take a look at this, we're being pulled right into this new world order of Satan running everything, becoming omnipresent through an energy field that's going to permeate the planet. Look at the chemtrails again. We are being completely and totally doused like roaches now with chemtrails.
Again, I had multiple people email me this, and I brought it up too. They all stopped when the government
slowed
shut down.
They slowed down.
I didn't see any down.
I saw some, but I thought they stopped too until the next day they hit us again. But the crazy part about it is this: it's like every day now, all day, chemtrails.
Yeah.
And remember, it increases the ionization of the atmosphere, allowing the 5G, 6G to transmit more efficiently through the air. It's kind of like if you take distilled water and you put two electrodes in it and you run power through them to try to light up a light bulb, the light bulb will not light up through water because there are no electrolytes. It won't conduct electricity. You throw some salt in that water to light that bulb up because it's an electrolyte. When you dump a bunch of aluminum and barium into the atmosphere, those are metallic ions, and they allow the 5G, 6G to transmit more easily. And they also are used for over-the-counter, over-the-horizon radar, if you want to believe all that. And it's also used for detection of exotic propulsion systems in the upper ionosphere. This entire planet is being run by entities on the other side of the veil. The Bible says that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against these other entities. That's where we are right now. They're pulling us right back into Genesis 6, just like Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall be upon our return. This is crazy. And people who think that Donald Trump is their savior, you're not paying attention.
Listen to this. This is what Trump just wrote yesterday. There must be only one rule book if we're going to continue to lead in AI. We are beating all countries at this point in the race, but that won't last long if we're going to have 50 states, many of them bad actors involved in rules in the approval process. So what happened to states' rights?
We lost that with the Civil War, my friend.
I get that. But what is this? So we're going to inject artificial intelligence upon every state in the country, and no state can rebuttal it, discuss it, talk about it, or even question it?
Kind of sounds like COVID to me, Austin.
Kind of sounds like COVID on a digital level, doesn't it?
Kind of sounds like COVID was a beta test to have people comply.
You're either with us or you're with the terrorists.
Ooh.
It always seems to be that way. It's A or B. Mm-hmm. There's no C option. You're either with AI, artificial intelligence, taking everything over, or you're a terrorist.
Well, same thing they do with an election. They give you three candidates. They give you an alternative party, Republican, Democrat party. You get Satan 1, Satan 2, Satan 3. They've all been hand-chosen to be at that level. Nobody gets to that level, by the way. Nobody becomes the nominee for the Republican or Democratic Party without the approval of the international banking cartel, period. Because they control the money supply. Because they control how much money goes into campaign funds, how much money is spent on TV advertising, and how much money is going into hacked, doggone, you know, computer systems, period.
Well, I mean, and look at this economy aspect. You know, I was reading last night, and I talked to a realtor over the weekend, and they were talking about how big sales are down, even in Orlando, but they're still on this hyper growth with these apartments and these housing complexes, and nobody can figure out what the entire overall game is, where more people are going to come from if we're doing this deportation, because we got a subdivision going in, it's got 850 dwellings being put in right down the road that we fought, they overrode and approved it, but nobody can afford all these houses because the bankers once again, the guys that like free air are sucking all the air out of the room. Nobody wants to discuss where all the money's going. Everybody's talking about the economy's this and prices are this. Nobody is wanting to address the fact that we went from 2.5% mortgage rates to 7% and 8% mortgage rates virtually in 1 year. Then most talked, you could get an auto loan for 0.9% interest or 1.5, 1.9. Saw them all day long. Now the best auto loan you get with top tier credit is 6 to 7%.
Some of 9, 10, 12, 18, 28%.
Yeah, so I mean, I've seen people with 700 Beacon scores get 7, 8% now. And nobody's talking about this Citicard, JP Morgan. They're all having record profits now. Over the last 2 years, record profits, unbelievably high gains, high dividend distributions now for all these CEOs. Why? Because it's what the bankers do. It's bait and switch. It's problem, maximum solution. They caused the problem. They knew what it was going to do. They got most of the money that was injected into the market. Then they're sucking all the rest of those few pennies that they gave the peasants with their stimmy checks that half people didn't get their stimmy checks.
Most of that went to the bankers.
Most of it went to the bankers. And now all of it has gone back to the bankers and more with the interest rates.
Well, now Trump's going to give another $1,500 of stimmy checks into a health savings account, which will again go back into the bankers' pockets because it'll be put on deposit with all these different banks for these stimmy checks. And indirectly is what they are.
Yep.
For the medical bills, because what's happening is he's trying to basically the economy got really tacked because of the doggone tariffs. Whether you want to believe
it really did. Yeah. It has.
You know, I mean, where's all the money coming from the tariffs? I mean, you know, it's another tax. I mean, these guys that buy these nice cars out of Europe, they're getting taxed with $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in tariffs now. You say, well, they can afford it. Well, that's not really the point, is it? The point is it's going back into the bankers' pockets again.
Again.
Because the bankers run everything. You know, Smedley Butler, two-time Congressional Medal Honor winner, wrote that book, War is a Racket. And he talked about how all the money being made is always being made by the bankers and not the people that are actually doing the actual work. Think about that for a second. He was talking about what happened with the Panama Canal and how all the money was made by the bankers and how 22,000 people died in the building of the Panama Canal from malaria and dysentery and everything else. Nobody even talks about the fact that these guys never put their hand to a shovel.
They never do anything. They never do anything. That's why they've been thrown out of 108 different countries.
Nick Fuentes was funny. He got interviewed the other day on Piers Morgan. I got to give Fuentes fatty. He goes, well, tell me, do you agree with the 6 million dead in the concentration camps? Oh, no, it's probably much higher than that. It's probably 10, 20, 30 million. Who knows? You know, that's the perfect answer, right? You got that right.
Yeah.
Because what it does, it basically spoofs it all.
Well, it is. It's not a spoof that people died because that war was hell.
Horrible.
But the thing about it is that's been used now. The World War II is just a footnote to the Holocaust.
No.
The whole act of it is victim shaming.
Well, no.
You can't say anything about what we're doing to you. You can't say how we're ripping you off because we were victims at some point.
Well, you know, you can say Stalin killed, you know, 50 to 100 million.
Let's not talk about the Bolshevik Revolution.
Yeah, let's talk about Stalin. You know, Stalin,
60 million Christians.
No, 50 to 100 million people died in the Bolshevik Revolution.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, with this Holocaust, who knows? It could have been another 50, 100 million. Who knows? And everybody's looking like, what are you nuts? It's supposed to be 6 million. Oh, no, it's going to be 1,000. It's going to be 1,000 times.
I heard it's up to a billion now.
Yeah.
A billion got killed during the Holocaust.
The entire population of Europe was destroyed during the Holocaust.
No. I heard it's worse than that. I heard the entire planet was wiped out. We had started from person one again.
Well, in fact, funny you said that. I saw a video last night that said that the planet ended in 2020. We're in a simulation now.
Gosh, I wish I could argue with that.
Oh, by the way, just in case you wonder about the simulation, U.S. plans to scrutinize foreign tourist social media history. Even visitors from countries like Britain and France with citizens who don't need visas would have to share 5 years' worth of social
media. 5 years?
Wow. Travelers visiting from the United States, from countries like Britain and from Germany and France could soon have to undergo a review of up to 5 years of social media history, according to a proposal filed Tuesday by U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Boy, the tyranny is getting unbelievable.
God.
The change would affect visitors eligible for a visa waiver program, which allows people from 42 countries to travel to the United States for up to 90 days without a visa as long as they first obtain electronic travel authorization. A document filed on Tuesday in the Federal Register, it plans to ask applicants for a long list of personal data, including social media, email addresses from the last decade, and the names and birth dates and places of residence and birthplaces of parents and spouses and siblings and children.
Are you serious?
Under the current system, applicants from visa waiver countries must enroll electronic, it's called ESA, for electronic system for travel authorization. They pay up to $40 to submit an email address and home address, phone number, and emergency contact information. The authorization is good for 2 full years. The move from CBP follows similar actions by the U.S. government to conduct social media reviews for some visa applicants, including seekers of H-1B visas awarded to skilled foreign workers as well as applicants for student and scholar visa. It also allows the government spending plans to collect a $250 visa integrity fee for many visitors, though visitors from visa waiver companies are exempt from that fee. The travel industry has pushed back on the visa integrity fee. In November, coalition more than 20 tourism and travel businesses signed a letter in opposition. Think about this for a second. Now they're going to restrict who comes into this country because of what Biden did, you know, bringing in 20 million illegals during his tenure. Well, remember, I say that, and it's simply not true. Biden didn't do any of this stuff. He was busy pooping in his pants and basically hiding in a basement somewhere eating ice cream. He was completely and totally seen off for the entire 4 years, and we see that now in how they're keeping him hidden. They don't want him back in the public again because they got to geek him up on who knows how many amphetamines to get him to actually work. But it's very important that we realize what's going on and who these people are and understand that it's the international banking cartels that run the world. I remember that one song. It was from the Fiddler on the Roof, I think it was. Money makes the world go around, or was it Cabaret? I think it was Cabaret. But the reality is that when you start to see these movies and these things, they tell you what they're doing. They're telling you what they're doing. And that's why these international bankers have been run out of over 100 countries over the last 1,000 years. Because they get into a country, and it's the greed. It's the love of money, which is the root of all evil, which is exactly how Lucifer fell. I talk about it in Angel Wars in depth about why he basically was conducting commerce and trade and everything else. And that's why Jesus said it was the love of money that was the root of all evil and called the people who said that their father was Abraham. He says, no, your father is Lucifer. He's a liar from the beginning and a liar to now. And it's the love of money. That's what does it all. And speaking of the love of money and basically churches that are absolutely a nightmare, dozens of boys say they were abused in a Christian scouting program that vowed to raise godly men through the Assemblies of God.
Assemblies of God.
Yeah, this is pretty crazy.
Has been confirmed?
Yeah, they joined the Royal Rangers for Bible study and backpacking with the ministry. Also, they have drawn sexual predators, an NBC investigation says. Now, let me say this. They said they had like 80-something boys that have been sexually assaulted since 1988, in the last 30 years. And I understand that's absolutely horrible. My deepest condolences to those children and to the families. But we're not talking about, you know, millions of kids here. We're talking about, you know, less than 100, which is horrible enough. And what I'm saying to you is this. I'm not saying that all of these programs like this that the Assembly's got are bad. But what I will say is this. You have to be careful when you put your child into a program like this. You need to know who the people are and what they're doing and what they're involved with when they get these kids out in the middle of the woods somewhere.
I loathe pedophiles, dude.
Me too.
I loathe them. They're the bottom scum feeders of the earth. Mm. When you're going after young kids that are so innocent and they don't know the difference half the time and you're a straight predator, why don't you go after people your own age? See how that works out for you. I mean, these people, I'm like I said, and I jokingly say it, but I'm not. The best option for this, if you publicly wood chipper people to do this to kids, publicly hung, change the entire game with this. This crap's completely unacceptable. Completely unacceptable.
The Assemblies of God has declined interview requests.
No, I bet. Mm-hmm. I bet.
You know, it's, you know, so what you got again? And this has happened, of course, with the Baptist churches too.
Oh yeah,
with God's churches. It's happened with the Catholic churches. So this NBC News thing is just particularly picking on the Assemblies of God. But the reality is, there's been a lot of accusations over the years, and I personally have worked with people from the Assemblies of God. I shouldn't even say this. That were as corrupt as it gets. I hate to say that. I'm not mentioning any names, but I'm talking. I could give you story after story. And for those of you who know me, who basically sat and talked to me before, I've given you names, dates, and places. And I'm not saying that all Assembly God's people are bad either. They're not, because there's bad people everywhere. But the reality is, don't just assume because somebody says they're a pastor that they're a good person.
How sad is that?
It's very sad.
If they're claiming to be a follower of Christ. And you still got to question their entire motive, their entire narrative. You know, and the issue with this, and I think some of these people don't fully address this, the level of accountability that God Almighty is going to hold some of these people to is going to be...
Ty Millstone, rather, that'd be better for him.
It's going to be just insane.
It is. By the way, the court has now upheld Trump's ban on transgenders in the military. Well, no, so here, now you remember this. Remember what they do here. They feed you the good news. They give you the bad news. It's like they say, oh, look what Trump did now. Look what Trump did now. But then you don't realize what he's doing with AI. You don't realize what he's doing with the monetary system.
Yeah.
You don't realize what he's. And so the problem is that he's being orchestrated and directed to do certain things a certain way. And remember what the girl said who left Congress a few weeks ago. She said, there is no 50-dimensional chess being played.
No. Yeah. It's whatever he's being told to do.
This whole thing.
I mean, the good thing is, they've held up the ban on him, mm-hmm. which is good because they said on average, an individual that goes in the U.S. military that goes through transgender transitioning. I mean, the fact that I'm even saying that word in the military boggles my mind. It costs a taxpayer in upwards in a full life's long scale upwards of like $1 million to $2 million. Remember, they got to pay them to be on disability when they get out. They got to pay for their surgery. They got to pay for all their problems that they have.
Cost of medical problems.
They have to pay for all their drugs, and then they go on That's the one that really gets me. Then they go on 100% disability when they get out of the military.
Let me say something real quickly. You know, gender dysphoria is very real. Okay, it's bad. All right, and I feel sorry for these people that don't have any idea if they're a male or a female. And a lot of it's been programmed through the school system.
That's exactly right. They've been groomed.
They've been groomed to be like this because you got a little boy who's a little bit effeminate. All right. Well, he may not have got his testosterone yet, but now he's told he's a girl. Well, now he wants to be a girl. Now he wants to go on sex change hormones. Now he thinks he's a girl. And all of a sudden he's 25 years old. He goes, what the heck was I thinking? I don't want to do this. And now I'm angry. Yeah. Now he's messed up. Now he's had his genitalia removed. Now he doesn't know what to do. That's why suicide is so high with these people. I feel so sorry for them because they go through this. And the problem is we talked about it on Monday's show. When you program a child and you start giving them stuff that it's okay to be a boy or a girl or a trans, what's going to happen within 50 years in this country? Now, listen to me. I won't be around to see this unless the Lord lets me live that long. But here's the reality. You're going to see that pretty much every single person is going to be bisexual in the United States within 50 years.
So?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Because I see it now with the younger generation, the under 30 groups, that had so many bisexual relationships. Because in 50 years, they're going to be 70, Austin, and they're going to raise multiple more generations behind them.
That are going to be equally as perverse.
It's not because we turned that way, because we would never be that way, but we won't be here to stop it. And so look what happened. Look at what happened, back in the 50s, how our country, we were watching things like, the Amazing Mr. Ed, the talking horse, I Dream of Jeannie. We were looking at, Hogan's Heroes and Gilligan's Island. Those were the big sitcoms back then.
Yes,
true. Look at the filth that's out there now.
Oh, gosh. The perversion that Netflix produces.
No, Netflix is like an abomination from hell.
I mean, every single kids cartoon they put out now has to have some mm-hmm. type of homosexual or transgender storyline in it. Now, like every single one. Elon Musk even said that the other day. He said, do not let your kids on Netflix at all. And then now they bought up Warner Brothers.
Well, they're trying
Warner
to,
Brothers. Yeah. I mean, I think they're going to do it. Yeah. I think they're going to. This is a big acquisition.
Oh, by the way, a little health article. Getting less than 7 hours of sleep is linked to a shorter life expectancy across America. That's a fact. You want to age really, really fast, don't sleep. You got to get 7 to 8 to 9 hours of sleep every single night, depending on. Now, females need more. I hate to say that, ladies. I'm not picking on you. But your biochemistry is a lot more complex than a man's is as far as different hormones throughout the month. So you need more sleep. And what happens is if you don't get the sleep that you need, your body can't recover and it can't remove toxins, especially from the brain. And what ends up happening, you start getting brain fog really, really bad.
That's true.
You start hallucinating. And if you deprive somebody of sleep for 4 or 5 days, they're completely out of their mind. They don't have no idea what they're doing.
No.
They become suicidal. All kinds of crazy things start happening to them. So you need to get, sleep like a baby kit.
Yes.
It works great. The melatonin works great. But remember, don't be drinking a bunch of caffeine, including Purple Six, after like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Don't be doing that. Don't be loading up with caffeine and wondering why you can't sleep. Drinking diet sodas and wondering why you can't sleep, or taking energy drinks before you go to bed. Don't be drinking energy drinks at all.
Yeah, I'm kind of late with the Purple Stick sometimes, especially if I work out at night or I do Hagman, and there's no question about it. It'll keep you up, but the sleep like a baby kit with the total rest
of your
melatonin, it'll still put you to sleep even with some caffeine usage if you use it properly and you don't go crazy with it. And then another thing you can do too, this really brings down your inflammatory markers. If you haven't been getting enough sleep, or you're really busy, you've been eating a lot of junk, or you've been eating a lot of sugar, or eating way too many cookies and ice cream, whatever you've been doing, run the GHI cleanse. I'm on my second day of a GHI cleanse fast. I started Monday night, went through it yesterday. I was in a real fun mood yesterday, by the way. First day of GHI, blood sugar wasn't too bad. It was just I could tell I've been eating too much junk the last week with the Christmas parties and people around and Thanksgiving. And I could just feel that sugar detox. My body actually started. I started craving sugar. I started wanting some ice cream.
It's the ice cream.
I started thinking about it yesterday. I actually started thinking. This is just true notes to you guys right now, unless you think I have a perfect life. I started thinking about going to the store and buying ice cream yesterday when I was in the GHI cleanse. That's how addictive sugar is to the brain. Your body will actually start forcing you to
cocaine.
Think about it. That, yeah, or even alcohol. Same thing with alcohol.
You got people that detox out of alcohol, they'll start having dreams about drinking alcohol.
Well, alcohol is almost all hypoglycemic.
Right, and it converts to sugar, same way. That's why they said it's harder sometimes for people to come off sugar detox than it is alcohol, because they don't think the sugar's having the same effect on them. Most people that drink, they become alcoholics, they know it's not a healthy habit. They know it's going to increase pancreatic cancer. They know it's going to increase liver cirrhosis. People eat sugar a lot of times, they have themselves deluded thinking, well, it's not that bad.
It is that bad.
It's that bad. What it does to your body, what it does to your immune system, what it does to your energy, what it does to your joints, it's that bad.
And chocolate is not something you want to eat on a regular basis because of the lead contamination from South America.
You got to watch a lot of it. And try to get the highest quality you can. If you're going to get it hot, get it with a high cacao. I mean, the milk chocolate's okay in moderation, but if you actually want something that's got some antioxidants in it, make sure you're getting it, like I said.
And that's why we heavy metal test our chocolate.
We do. Mm-hmm. And the GHI cleanse, like I said, I'll be running it through today. Tomorrow, I'll break it in the morning.
Probably I may do that too. I honestly,
yesterday, I was a bear to deal with. I really was. Today, I feel really good. My body's detoxing out. My liver's cleaning out.
We had a lady that we've known for 25 years. She came to the party. And I asked her to bring like 5 dozen cookies for the party.
She did.
She did.
And they were good.
And the problem is I kept about several dozen, you know, after the party.
And then I took another dozen.
So don't, we're not trying to pay. We have no halo to adjust.
Well, sometimes you get around it. Yeah, you know, sometimes you mess up on it. But like I said, the GHI cleanse puts you a lot better. And let me tie into this too. Make sure if you're drinking the GHI cleanse, you're drinking adequate water. This product's got a lot of minerals in it. It's got a lot of detoxifying properties in it. It's also got a decent amount of sodium in it, which is okay for you. It's naturally occurring. But you have to drink adequate water if you're flushing your body out. I tell everybody else all the time, hydration is key to reducing inflammation and maintaining overall health. You can't start taking supplements, start taking nutrients, and leave your body in a massively dehydrated state and expect to have the best results. You've got to have fluids. And then here's another article here. It says the health risk of a low salt diet and how do you salt the right way. The first one that comes in here is don't eat high processed bleach salt. Make sure you're eating stuff like Redmond salt that we have, this mine salt, doesn't have a bunch of heavy minerals in it, doesn't have a bunch of chlorine and bleach and a bunch of, you know, fluoride in it. Make sure you're eating it properly.
By the way, a lot of salts add fluoride.
No, yeah, they do. But it says here, it says salt nourishes the kidneys in proper amounts. When salt intake is severely restricted, kidney yang becomes deficient. The body loses its core warming and activating force, which is the TCM driving metabolism, reproduction, fluid regulation, and bone nourishment.
Okay, I'm going to read one thing here for guys. Decreased libido, erectile dysfunction, infertility, and menstrual irregularities in women. I mean, it does a lot of stuff. Your body has to have sodium.
Salt, sodium chloride. The heart feeds off of it. That magnesium, you got to have it. And it says urinary disorders, osteoporosis, heart deficiency. What did I just tell you? The warming energy supports heart yang, a relationship often described through the metaphor of heart and flame. This guy's from China that's talking about
this. We're not going new age
here.
So
don't talk
start.
About that.
We're not.
What he's talking about is the energy that the heart produces and how it functions and how it messes up the rhythm.
This is not new age.
No.
This, we're talking about the nerve plexus in the body. We're talking about the heart.
Says this reflects the circulatory imbalance as the heart lacks the energetic support to maintain smooth blood flow.
There you go.
That's what he's talking about here.
You've got to have some. I remember my buddy Fritz, my cousin over in Germany.
Yeah.
Lived to be in his 90s, man. He always said, they always kept telling him, you can't have salt.
No, it's the stupidest thing.
He kept saying, I'm going to eat salt because I have to have it for my heart. He knew that. He knew that. And I remember when we were kids, we work out in the sun, in the Florida sun. I'm out there as a mud mason, you know, and I'm running mud and I remember 18 shovelfuls of sand for one bag of mortar, you know, and I remember having to take salt tablets because you're sweating so much. And I remember your hat or your clothes would be soaked and have salt stains in them. And, you know, I'm unbelievably hot down here in the summertime when you're working in that sun. And I remember that. We took salt tablets to make sure that we didn't have a stroke or heart attack.
Yeah. If you're outside working, do not drink straight distilled water. You've got to add the Aqua Trace minerals to it. You've got to add more minerals to it.
I had a friend of mine. He decided he wanted to be in the sauna every night. Sauna and steam room every night. And he ended up having a bad sodium imbalance and started having heart irregularities. And he called me up and I said, well, how much salt are you drinking? You're in this hot tub, hot steamer and sauna every night. Well, I haven't used any salt. I said, dude, go get some salt right now. And it took care of it. Now, I'm not saying that was the only problem that he had, and don't make that as a treatment protocol. You're having heart problems. You may need to see a cardiologist. But, you know, when you have a deficiency of magnesium and or salts and other electrolytes from sweating all the time, it can cause a lot of health problems.
Exactly right.
Oh, by the way, David Spade blasts a lighting ceremony in a mall because they refused to use the word Christmas. And he's a comedian. He was funny about this. He talked about
He was hammering because he didn't say it.
He said he's a Christian. And he goes, I cannot believe that you guys wouldn't say the word Christmas while lighting a Christmas tree. I mean, so I like that. And by the way, Dr. Oz, I don't really care for him for various reasons. But he says, we're going to kick the tires on childhood vaccine schedules.
Okay.
Now, I like what he said on that, because he said that a lot of other countries in Europe basically are not using our vaccine schedule, and they're not having all these neurological problems with their children like we're having here, and we've got to take a look at what they're doing compared to what we're doing and take a look at this holy thing that we think is vaccine exemptions. And then he also said that these other countries, they don't have lawsuit exemptions for the
They don't. I learned that too.
And he said maybe we need to start reevaluating that, because if you start pushing lawsuit exemptions, they're going to make everything they possibly can to try to force it on a discussion on the shot schedule, which is exactly what's happened to us now with 76 vaccines now.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, Godless Demons. This is an interesting article. I'm not going to go into detail with it, but be careful with your kid teenagers. Another teen has committed suicide after sextortion as international crime rings continue to target American children. And what they get them to do is do some kind of lewd behavior on video. And they, pay them $10 or whatever, right? And then all of a sudden now they say, okay, by the way, now you're going to give us $500 or we're going to start posting this to all of your friends. And we're going to post it online. And we're going to make you public. And we're going to extort money from you. Now you have to give us $500. And they give them $500. And all of a sudden, a week later, they're going to give you, now it's going to be another $500. We're posting the video. And these kids are going out and committing suicide, Austin. Because they don't want their friends to see this. Be really careful with your friends and your family, and tell your children, hey, don't be sending this stuff. Look at that guy, and this is hard to believe. The guy's name was Wiener. Remember this one in Austin?
Yeah.
And he was sending pictures of his private parts, all over the internet, and they got posted everywhere. He was an adult. The crazy part about all of this stuff is don't be sending private photos of yourself across the internet. It doesn't go away.
Well, and here's the next phase that's the biggest problem. This is why it's such an issue, is this entire federal AI mandate. AI now, all they need is a very clear, concise photo, basically a shoulder shot high of you with your face with AI. And AI can generate anything now of you doing whatever they want, especially with the advanced AI programs, including making certain types of fake sexual videos. This has already come out numerous times now. Even Grady Judd, our sheriff here in Polk County, has addressed this. And he said we have to have an entire team now that analyzes evidence videos to determine whether or not they're AI or they're actual videos in evidentiary situations, because there's problems now where people have submitted stuff and it's completely fake. We have so-and-so here robbing a store. We have so-and-so here doing this. And they bring it up and says, this isn't the end. There's nothing. So that's why they're trying to set laws up. DeSantis, this is one of the first times DeSantis has vehemently disagreed with Donald Trump. I saw this the other day. And he said, we absolutely do not, and we are not going to accept federal law superseding state law on AI here. We have to have specific laws in Florida. This is a free state. We're not going to allow federal laws to just open up and take over everything in Florida and do what they want.
Like I said, it's going to be sending to the Supreme Court.
Now, this whole thing of executive order is going to go, hey, this thing's going to be a giant boondoggle. It's going
to
be a mess.
Well, you have to ask yourself a question. Who's funding these bills? Who's paying for this to be done? Who's pushing this agenda?
You know, who's got the biggest intelligence community in the entire world and the smallest country in the world?
That was Mossad, right?
Mossad, yeah. It's crazy. I forgot about that. Oh, they're also the ones that work directly with Palantir and their AI drone program with Lavender. That's right. They did that.
Aren't they the same guys that blew up the USS Liberty back in 67?
They are.
Put 5,000 rounds at the ship trying to sink it?
They also had an entire group that was on top of a van shouting and cheering and high-fiving when the planes hit 9/11, didn't they?
Yeah,
man, it's crazy. It's almost like there's a specific group in the world that's running everything shadowy behind the curtains, allegedly.
Oh, by the way, foreclosures, according to the latest research, have jumped over 20% as Americans fall behind on mortgages amid affordability crisis. Here's the problem. The American dream is not owning a house. I'm sorry you think, well, I can't believe you said that. No, the American dream is owning an affordable house that you bought at a good price that you can make payments on, that you don't have to worry about jacking itself up, through a tiered system, and that basically is not going to fall apart after 5 years. You got to rebuild the house. That can be the American dream, because a lot of people made a lot of money in real estate. The problem is a lot of people found now that this requires maintenance to live in a house.
Well, and the issue is, too, and I'm just going to throw this out there, and this might offend a few people, but it is what it is. It's the reality now. Now the new American dream, according to social media, is pretty much being so over-leveraged on a look-at-me house that everybody gets to come over and show how big my house is and how great I am and how amazing I am, yet I can't even afford my monthly payments. Now it's getting foreclosed on because I want to buy a 10,000-square-foot house in Miami.
McMansion.
So I could host all my friends over and have giant parties, but now that $50,000 a month payment, because the interest rate was 10% on the note, suddenly isn't that fun when the economy goes down.
Had a friend of mine. This is why he was in the seminar business with me.
Yeah,
bought a 35,000-square-foot home.
This is a true story.
On the island of Marlapan down there by Palm Beach.
Big money.
And big money. 5 acres on the water, two elevators, one on each side of the house.
That's actually a deal now.
They were brass elevators, all glass, on each corner of the house.
That's pretty sick.
That was pretty sick. I was never invited. And what the crazy part about it is he paid $20 million for it.
That's actually a steal now in 2025. That's a steal.
And he ended up losing the house.
Yeah.
You know, because he couldn't. Yeah.
It's the maintenance. Seven of your 8 AC systems went out this month. Seven? Well, all seven?
His payments, his interest payments alone were $250,000 a month.
That house now is $100 million on 5 acres down there. It's $100 million. There's a lot down there that I looked at online the other day that popped up. And it's a 35,000-square-foot brand-new build on 2 acres on the water. It's listed for $165
million.
Down that exact same
Well, I guess if you could hold on to it for 25, 30 years, whatever, you know.
The interest, bro, interest.
My God. Well, they had a guard gate going into the property. And every person, they had subcontractors coming in every day for maintenance.
Yeah.
I mean, every day. Because when you have something that big, let's say you have a 1,500-square-foot house. Well, that's like 10. That's like 20 of those. 25 houses you're trying to maintain. Like you said.
That's an entire subdivision.
Well, yeah, we got 15 AC systems. Well, yeah. 10 of them get hit by lightning this month.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And insurance won't cover them because they got State Farm.
Oh, by the way, 18 million Americans are told to stay indoors as air fills with toxins lead to cancer, heart disease in California. I guess maybe you can't mix all the exhaust chemicals coming out with chemtrails. Think about that. I mean, California, I don't know what the deal is with California. I guess it's because of that mountain range right there, you know, close to the ocean. And a lot of that air gets trapped between the ocean and the mountain range, I guess. I don't know. But all I know is I've been to L.A. before, and it's been awful. It's hard to breathe out there. And now they're being warned to stay inside and not do that. And by the way, Candace Owens has another revelation. She's saying that the military was involved in Charlie Kirk's assassination. You know, I have to say this about that. I don't think that any members of our military that are actual patriots would be involved in something like that.
I think she's talking about spooks.
I think she's talking about spooks, yeah.
Or the problem is sometimes the CIA overrides military orders, mm-hmm. and they'll bring in military or military contractors.
That's what I think. And I also remember that our spooks work with their spooks. We're talking Mossad, MI6, and you know, the CIA.
They're all interlocked.
Well, if you read that book, the Operation Gladio, the unholy alliance between the CIA, the Vatican, and the Mafia, it'll light you up. It'll get your attention real quick. And it's all based on, it's all fully documented, all fully factual in it. And you need to read it. I've talked about it repeatedly on the show. Operation Gladio, the unholy alliance between the CIA, the Vatican, and the Mafia. And you start to realize with Lucky Luciano and the ports and all the other things in New York and how the United States government got into bed with organized crime back in the 40s during World War II after the SS Normandy was sunk at its piers, you know, New York Harbor out there.
Former director, Dr. Robert Redfield, is now saying they need to remove all COVID-19 vaccines off all schedules now. This was the CDC director of March 2018 to January 2021, right during the COVID pandemic when the COVID shot rolled out. I mean, right when the shot rolled out, he retired, almost like he knew something. He said they've been treating patients who have so-called long COVID and vaccine injuries. He said, here, I don't advocate the vaccine, RNA vaccine anymore whatsoever. Is you get to the idea of vaccine injury. When I give you an RNA vaccine, what I do is I turn your body into a spike protein production factory. The spike protein is so immunotoxic and it's so toxic, it's causing an enormous amount of health problems. The long COVID patients seem to be getting better quicker than any of my vaccine injury patients. And we're starting to wonder whether or not the RNA shot is directly causing all these injuries now. I don't recommend that anybody.
Well, it's a bioweapon, Austin.
It was mm-hmm. the weapon. It was COVID. SARS-CoV-2 was a mutated virus.
It was very dangerous.
It was. But the shot is what did it. And then they used the shot to get more people sicker. If they didn't get sicker from that, they got sicker from getting basically the SARS-CoV-2 mutated flu. And then if they got anybody in the hospital, standard procedure was remdesivir immediately upon being admitted to the hospital. They hook you up on
liquefy your organs.
Yeah, they put you on a remdesivir IV. That was standard protocol for every hospital in the United States, and that was directly caused by Dr. Fauci himself.
Well, the problem with remdesivir, it was basically developed for use with Ebola. And they had to stop using it within 5 to 7 days because the liquefied destroyed the organs.
You know, it's funny. Nobody still wants to talk about that because it was considered standard care under emergency authorization. Nobody is one to bring that up still.
But you got to remember, though, you know, all these IRAs that got basically for these old people that died, the government got half that money.
Yeah.
And so that's a big deal. I mean, we're talking trillions of dollars that were potentially given to the United States government through basically people dying too early.
Nobody brings that up either. What happened to all that money?
And then what happened? And then no one wants to bring up the Simeon 40 that was put into the vaccine in order to lower the immune system. Nobody wants to talk about that either. And nobody really wants to talk about how Western car makers are in fight for their lives against Chinese rivals, says the Ford boss. Apparently, the Chinese can make a $20,000 hybrid, you know, $20,000 EV.
Well, A, they don't have the legacy cost.
Well, they're hired slave labor. They lock them up in the factory.
Yeah, they get minimum wage, $5-6 an hour, and they work 18 hours a day. There's no legacy cost. Mm-hmm. They're not paying anybody's retirement. No, they're not paying anybody's health care.
If they complain, they get their organs harvested.
That's horrible.
No, it's true.
This country it is, though. Mm-hmm. That's why they're building. That's why I told everybody when these EVs came out, you know, the Platinum F-150 Lightning came out, you know, at $85,000, $90,000.
Waste of money.
It's a complete waste of money. I mean, you're just handing money to Ford and saying, well, thank you so much.
We talked about it the other day. You know, if a diesel truck went from $65,000 to $90,000, they have to pay the expense of the electric vehicle.
That's exactly what happened. The CEO of Ford said that. He said our top selling vehicles are F-Series and our Super Duties. They are subsidizing the EV market. The EV market lost $3.5 million.
Well, here's the problem. Year. Now you pay $90,000 for a Silverado diesel. And 1 year later, it's worth what it's supposed to be worth, around $60,000, $70,000. So that's where it should
have been.
Market value. It should have been like $74,000 max, and then you can drop down to $70,000 instead of losing $25,000 the first year.
Remember, a vehicle is only worth what people are willing to pay for it. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got these, you know, convoluted ideas. Like, well, this truck should be worth this much still. Well, it might in a different economy. It might in a different world. It might in a different place in the entire country. But at the same time, it's worth what somebody's willing to pay for it, and that's what the market will bear. It's about $70,000 for a nice diesel truck, $60,000, $70,000. And so what happened is, too, again, it goes back to the interest sucking the air out of the room. Back before when you could go buy a $70,000 brand new diesel truck, you could finance it for like 1.9%, 2.9% interest all day long. If you had good credit, every bank would give you that number on it. Now it's 7%, 8%, 9% interest on a $100,000 truck. The payments have more than doubled what they were.
Let's do the math. Let's say you get a great deal on one, you pay $60,000 for it. Okay. And yet you don't get it all loaded up.
Okay.
You get a $60,000 diesel truck. You get it for 1% interest.
Right.
Okay. Well, that means you're going to be paying, you know, what, $600 a year?
In interest. Minimal.
Okay. So now you're making a $800 a month payment.
Yeah.
You make $800 a month. So you pay $10,000 that year in that car, that truck, and you pay $60,000 for it. It's still worth about $55,000. And now you have equity in the truck.
There you go.
You see the deal? Now all of a sudden you go, well, I'm going to trade it for another one.
You got $5,000 in equity.
Because I'm going to stay under warranty. I'm going to keep my car under warranty. So if anything goes wrong with this diesel engine because all the pollution crap that's on it, I'll make sure they fix it for free. And so you basically trade it every year, and you trade it for like $4,000 or $5,000. You always get equity back on it. And pretty soon you go, yeah, it's okay. It's okay deal. Then you have part 179 get thrown in.
Yeah.
And now you have to write
it off to your business.
And not recapture the depreciation according to CPAs. But you need to talk to them about that. And the problem with all that is now you go, well, this is great. Well, suddenly you go, well, we're not going to do $60,000 anymore. Now it's going to be $90,000.
And the interest rate's going to be 10%.
Yeah. Now you're going to pay $10,000, $12,000 a year in interest. Okay. And the truck's going to be worth $60,000 at the end of the year.
Now
you lose $30,000. And now you say, well, I want to trade it. Well, it's going to cost you at least $25,000 to trade. You're like, I can't do this. It doesn't cash flow.
Your payment goes from $800 a month to $1,800 a month.
Yeah.
They're what they are now.
And now you're during COVID, remember these dealerships were putting huge addendums on them, and all those little how should I say horrible things that they planted on all these people's come home to roost on them now. I knew one guy over in Lakeland. He was a top salesperson at a dealership, and he basically made so much money during COVID because all the addendums that he turned right around and quit afterwards. And he said, I don't want to be around when these people come back to trade in the vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
He was smart. Now, and I told him, I said, why are you doing this? He said, it's not my choice. And I remember these deal, these sales guys are getting 25% of the profit.
Yeah, a lot of times they were getting 20%. They put a $10,000.
Not the gross, but of the profit. So, if there was a $20,000 profit on a vehicle, they'd get a $5,000 commission on a Honda. What the heck's that all about?
Well, if you're selling one or two of those a day and you're staying busy.
Oh, no, he was just, you could, but then now it's like, well, you have to get it because we're not going to get another one for 6 months. You've got to buy it right now.
Like it's an Accord. I looked at one for a friend of mine. I was like, they wanted one like overall with the add-ons and their nitrogen tire fill up. And their paint protection package and their addendum on it was like $12,000 over sticker. So you split like a $22,000 Accord. They won like $34,000 for it, plus tax, tag, and title. I don't guys, this is nuts. We can't get a lot of these right now. I said it's a Honda. What are you talking about?
Oh, by the way, my lead story on Drudge today, Trump's team sees Europe's erasure. And now Trump's actually backing Ukraine, which remember I told you that we were never going to go.
Oh,
to
yeah.
No, I loathe it. I loathe the clickbait. Oh, we're about to have a nuclear war with Russia. I told you guys, no, we're not.
Oh, you remember the discussion, all these emails we're getting?
No, we're about to go to war with Russia. No, we're not. I'm like, no, we're not. Trump and Putin are reading a script. They're not going to destroy their own infrastructure. They're not going to put trillions of dollars into 5G, 6G towers and destroy it with an EMP. They're not going to do that. And I remember one time I was on a talk show with Dave Hodges. And I remember, and I love Dave. He's a good friend. And we were talking about this. And I said, why would they destroy their own infrastructure and invade us to the southern border?
Yeah.
This is 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, it was imminent. Remember that? We had to talk everybody off the ledge because they thought, because I had him on, that I was agreeing with it. I didn't agree with any of it. And the thing about it is that hasn't happened. That's been 10 years. The reality is...
Well, Grant, we have had an invasion over the last 4 years.
Well, yeah,
it was a soft invasion. Yeah. Look what it's done to everything.
But remember, though, we stopped reproducing. The white people decided not to have any more babies because they got tired of dealing with kids with autism. I said that, and I mean that. They have too many kids with health problems. They don't want any more kids.
You just said that. It's not even just autism all the time. Mm. I get so many emails from parents, and they're trying to figure out what to do because their kids can't listen. They won't behave. They're having their tonsils removed, their adenoids removed, tubes in their ears. They're in the hospital. The doctor's office on antibiotics every 3 to 6 months. And yet the pediatrician still goes, oh, he's sick again. We're sorry to hear that. He hasn't had enough of his vaccine schedule yet. He needs 8 more doses right now that are due. That'll make him better.
You know, it's like this. You know, you've heard of puppy mills.
Yeah.
Okay. You have one dog that's used repeatedly to manufacture puppies because she has a good DNA line,
right.
And they can get $3,000-$4,000 a puppy from her, and then basically
they breed her out.
And they breed her out after she's done being bred. She can't be bred anymore. They're done with her. And then somebody abuses her. She gets psychotic. All she wants to do is bark and bite all the time. And they send her to a kill shelter to get rid of it and put her down because they're done. Okay. Then all of a sudden, some person who's well-meaning decides to adopt this dog. Now, stay with me for a second. And all of a sudden, now the dog comes home and all wants to just bite people. And no matter what you do, it doesn't matter if you use a shock collar, a stun collar, a beeping collar, a vibrating collar, nothing matters. The dog wants to bite and bark all the time. And there's nothing you can do to extinguish the behavior. If you take a child, and I hate to make this analogy like this, and you fill them up with neurotoxins and you destroy their brain ability to think, they become a problem like Johnny, who's my friend's basically ward. He takes care of him. He has autism. He now likes to walk up to people and sucker punch them all the time. How do you deal with that? You say, well, I can't believe you're talking about dogs and humans. No, what I'm saying is this. You can't just get rid of a person who is like that. Somebody has to take care of them. What are we going to do with these millions of children in the United States that have these learning disabilities and they can't think and they have autism when their parents die? I'm asking that question. Who's taking care of all these kids? I mean, how was that supposed to even work in a system? Well, that's what happened in the United States. We had started getting so many kids with neurological problems that the white people and a lot of black people and Hispanic people all said, no more babies. We're done. Not doing this. So now we had to bring in 20 million people from other countries, Austin, to reproduce because our population density was going down. And now Trump sees Europe's erasure as Europeans see a hostile U.S. And he is saying that Europe is gone now and they're going to be a Muslim continent. This is the lead story on Drudge, by the way. Jeez. Brussels, a new U.S. national security strategy berating Europe, has triggered a wave of acrimony across, it means hatred, across the Atlantic, enraging and dismaying European officials who say the document has turned the Trump administration's vitriol against European democracies into formal policy. President Trump pushed to halt the war in Ukraine on terms favorable to Russia, and the European Union's announced on Friday a roughly $140 million fine against X for violating the bloc's digital rules that fueled the fire, pushing transatlantic relations to their lowest point since Trump's return to the White House. Elon Musk, the owner of X, is calling for abolishing the EU, and Trump supporters are railing against the 27-nation bloc. European officials describe the regulations as a matter of sovereignty, and they say they're trying to stop abuses by the behemoth American technology companies. No, what they're trying to do is integrate into the behemoth American technology companies, and we don't want to let them into our little AI system. And you got to remember, the EU is basically controlled out of Europe through the Rothschild banking cartel. They tried to make it the United States of Europe is what they tried to do. And now they have all these European countries. You can travel inside of their borders and basically work in every country without having visas or protection. Tensions erupted after U.S. strategy painted the EU as a bigger threat than Russia or China. Now, you think what's saying here. Let me repeat that. Tensions erupted after the U.S. strategy painted the European Union as a bigger threat than Russia or China and said Europe risked civilization erasure because of immigration and progressive social policies. The document lays bare the depth of the rift of the 80-year-old Western alliance. European officials and analysts say it serves as proof that European nations should strive to have their own military and greater military independence. Now, I'm going to ask you this question. Why are we paying billions, hundreds of billions of dollars a year to defend Europe against Russia? Why do we have troops stationed all over Europe? Why do we have 1,000 military bases all over the world? Why do we think that we have to be the police people of the entire planet, Austin? And why do we have to put that burden back on the American taxpayer and have deficit spending so that we can basically run all of these other countries and tell them who their elected officials can be? We're not doing that? What about Venezuela? About Venezuela right now? Oh, what about Colombia? We're talking about them now. And now we're talking about sending military presence into Mexico, Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Are we kidding? Why do we feel that we have the right to do that? And if the EU wants to erase themselves with Muslim immigrants, that's up to Merkel, wasn't it? She did that.
She didn't do anything. She did what they told her to do.
Well, she was part of the communist youth out of East Europe.
Yeah, the same ones that run the banks now. The same ones that
overthrew Russia in the Russian Revolution.
Same ones that started the Weimar Republic.
And the crazy part about it is somebody sent me this quote from Putin saying he's throwing out the Rothschild banking cartel. No, he hasn't. You know, you got to remember something. Putin's international banking cartel, who runs the Russian ruble and who runs the Russian banking system, is the same one that runs ours. And as long as we have that head of the snake running everything, Austin, we're never going to get free of this tyranny. The last chance that the world had to rid itself of the international banking cartel's tyranny was in 1933 in Germany, when they got rid of the international monetary money, the Rothschild banking cartel money, in late 30s and started printing debt-free currency in Germany. That was the last chance we had of ridding this mess from the planet. Now they're so entrenched in everything, Austin, it's almost impossible to get them out, because once they contract the M1 money supply, the entire country goes into a massive recession and nobody can buy food anymore.
That's crazy. Now Trump put this big tweet out yesterday. You're talking about he's going after Mexico. He said they're violating their comprehensive water treaty and it's hurting crops and livestock in Texas. This is a partial truth and also a major lie. Trump and the giant big boys that breathe free air and run the show behind the scenes don't care anything about a water treaty for livestock in Texas at all, period. You know what they care about? They care about the fact that the AI data centers are creating one of the largest water strains in Texas ever seen in existence. Projections show data center water use is going to hit 400 billion gallons a year by 2030, consuming the largest chunk of the state's entire water supply, even in areas that are already water-scarce areas. This is one of the biggest things that a lot of the Texas legislators are going basically nuts about right now.
Well, you know, it's like with Auburndale, our town.
Yeah. Okay?
We build 4,000 homes in a 4-mile stretch from Auburndale to Interstate 4.
And have two water treatment centers.
And have two lanes of road.
Right.
Okay, well, maybe you should have thought about water before you start building AI data centers.
But we're still running on 100-year-old tech, 100-year-old infrastructure here in Auburndale. Two-lane roads everywhere. Two-lane roads. Two water treatment centers, one on each side of town. One fire department. I went to the fire department 2 months ago, a month and a half ago. They had a big event for kids, big school event over there. I went over there. I talked to the fire chief, and he said the amount of calls they get have gone up 5X since 2019. 5X. They've got 500% increase in calls. He said all that they were there on field trips and they're getting called out. There's multiple call outs. And he said there's this plan to build another fire department on the other end of town down by 559. He said, still haven't even broke ground. They've been saying this for 4 years now. And he goes, we don't know what to do.
We have a glut of millions of dollars.
Yeah, he goes,
again, it goes back to Peter principle. As levels of management increase, so does inefficiency.
Right. And that's what this ties into the problem. Why having a full federal mandate on AI systems and their ability to control and take over all state municipalities at any point in time and dictate federal law?
You realize the Peter principle, what's going to happen with that?
It's
paralyzed.
This is a fiasco waiting to happen. You're going to have these federal agencies come in and say, oh, by the way, we're putting in a 1 million square foot AI data center here in Texas. And they go, dude, we already don't have enough water for the residents.
You know, Hitler did this pretty effectively in Germany with all the different states in Germany as far as dictating everything out of policy out of Berlin.
Yeah.
He did. The problem with it was is it allowed tyranny to come in. It allowed everything to come in. It allowed people to say, Papiere bitte.
Yeah.
Where are your papers? I need to read your papers.
Federal mandate.
And see, that's the problem you run into with this. But now we're not dealing with something the size of Texas, which is the size of Germany. Now we're dealing with the entire country.
Okay.
By the way, stages of a color revolution. This is a good article that was written by Kevin Flynn. He says a color revolution, sometimes called a soft coup or regime change, is an operation by non-kinetic means. In other words, no warfare. Is a modern form of orchestrated political upheaval designed to replace an existing governmental structure without traditional military invasion or war. The term arose from events of the early 2000s, such as Serbia's Bulldozer Revolution and Georgia's Rose Revolution. These operations follow a remarkably consistent playbook defined over 2 years of Western NGOs, portray the target government as illegitimate, front-load allegations, fund and train NGOs, create, amplify unifying symbols. So this guy, like, is the orange, like Trump, they called him the orange man. He was bad. Manufactured electoral crisis, street mobilization, public appeals to moral blackmail of military and police. And it goes on and on and on. It goes in basically with a, you know, you're starting to blackmail everybody. If you don't, like with Jeffrey Epstein, right, which is what Israel did with Mossad. And you start blackmailing all of these politicians and judges everywhere. So they start doing what you want to do. And that's called a color revolution. And I read this article the other day. I'm going to post it again for you guys to look at. And it's really, really, really accurate as far as what's happening in the United States, Austin. The problem is it's always a soft coup d'etat. You don't really notice it because it takes years. Same thing they did in the Russian Revolution.
And then when it's there, you're like, oh, gosh.
Well, the same thing with Hitler. That's what happened with Hitler. Hitler started, he had all the things he started in the beginning after the World War I. It pushed and pushed and pushed until he took power in 1933. It took a dozen years, including him going to jail.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to stop what he was doing. But the reality is once you have a color revolution like this, which makes the United States government look as though they're completely incompetent, then we start seeing more and more people coming in trying to fix the incompetence. It's like saying, we have to have no states' rights on this. This has to be what
there
we say.
Go. Because the states are going to be putting too many regulations in, and we're not going to be able to continue the AI
well,
race.
And the reality is with the mess that we've got in Auburndale with this 559 disaster, this fiasco. Remember I asked those guys, I said, why don't you file four-lane this thing? At least put a middle lane, suicide lane in so people can turn. Now, well, we have no plans for any of that. And I said, why are you putting in 4,000 homes?
They said, well, we can't do it. That's the state. The state has that function on the road 559.
But we're going to sit here with millions of dollars in the bank.
What I found is even where I live and other people that I know, everybody in the federal government, state, county, city, everybody likes to deflect it on the other group. I've watched this personally. That's not our problem. That's the county's problem. I'll go to the county. Hey, guys, I need this fixed. This is a problem. I have major flooding. Oh, well, on that side, that's not our problem. That's the city's problem.
Okay.
I go back to the city. Okay, city guys, county said this is y'all's problem. Well, see, look at this line and the way it's set up with the county on here. You need to go back and tell the county they're wrong. It's their problem. I've done this before. And so everybody deflects it on somebody else, so nobody has to do anything at all. This is the problem with a massively out-of-control, bloated government. And also, one last story before we close up here. This going into whey protein. It says, lose weight, manage blood sugar, and much more with whey protein. This article is going into high-quality whey, especially whey protein from New Zealand, which has the highest-quality supplements. As far as highest-quality whey, their bovine restrictions
in the world
in New Zealand are incredible. They don't use any hormones, no antibiotics, no growth hormones. And if any type of cattle get distressed or have problems or health issues, they get pulled out of production immediately. Completely different than the United States and not even close to what they do over in China, which is all cheese reprocessed waste is how they get their way over there. So they process cheese 2 and 3 times through different heat processes. And the whey is like the stuff on the bottom of the floor. They literally scrape it up. It's so heavily heat processed, it's useless. They scrape it up, they throw it in the drums.
Totally denatured.
There's nothing to it. They throw it in the drums, they ship it to the United States, and a lot of these health companies use it in their products. Oh, it's got 50 grams of protein because they basically increase the nitrogen in the whey protein. It's useless. It bloats everybody's gut, makes everybody sick. Everybody's got all these allergies from it. They feel horrible on it. This is why the whey protein that we use comes out of New Zealand. It helps out with weight loss, really helps out as a meal replacement. A review published in the Journal of American College of Nutrition, 9 studies found that those who took high-quality whey protein substantially reduced body weight and fat compared to those who received the placebo. So check that out on sale later on today. If you guys need anything, Team Health Masters, we're here to help you guys out the best we possibly can. A lot of stuff going on today. Intense show. Hope you guys buckled in beforehand. You guys have a great evening.
It was a wild show. Hey, remember, keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. Remember, Jesus is the reason for the season, and we do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Thanks for your support. If you weren't here helping us, we wouldn't be here doing the show. Again, thank you for your prayers also. Love you guys.
Thank you.